Picture this. You're halfway through a DIY car fix, tools scattered everywhere, and boom, you realize you're missing a part. It's okay, because you know whatever it is, it's on eBay. They've got everything. Brakes, headlights, cold air intakes, whatever you need. And it's guaranteed to fit, which means no more crossing your fingers and hoping you ordered the right thing. All the parts you need, at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit, every time. eBay. Things. People. Love.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Picture this. You're halfway through a DIY car fix, tools scattered everywhere, and boom, you realize you're missing a part. It's okay, because you know whatever it is, it's on eBay. They've got everything. Brakes, headlights, cold air intakes, whatever you need. And it's guaranteed to fit, which means no more crossing your fingers and hoping you ordered the right thing. All the parts you need, at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit, every time. eBay. Things. People. Love.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, Norway sets EV sales records. BYD has another amazing month in April. And more Chinese sub-brands, this time the iCar. But it's nothing to do with Apple. Plus, stick around. At the end of the podcast, I'll tell you about which charging network has doubled the amount of charging bays they have in the US. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. Welcome to EV News Daily. It is the weekend. It's Sunday, May the 4th. I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free. You can be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Right, let's start with some amazing news. Norway has set some EV records, which is amazing news. Data from the Norwegian Road Federation shows that April was Norway's best month for pure EV sales, 97% market share. Now, the previous month, I'd reported on an increase in plug-in hybrids, which meant that the overall market share for BEVs was down in Norway. And I told you at the time, don't worry, because it was all to do with some tax changes from April. So people were bringing forward plug-in hybrid purchases. And, well, there you go. So I got that one right, which was nice because, yeah, so we have bounced back. So those purchases for the plug-in hybrids were just a one-off hit. And now we're back at 97% market share for pure BEVs. Tesla's overall market share dropped to 11% in Norway, down from 18% from the same time last year. And this decline reflects a trend in Europe for Tesla, which is really struggling here at the moment. I keep seeing people, you know, mostly American financial analysts talk about how the worst is over now and the Model Y is here and Elon leaving politics, it's all going to be fine. I don't think they're reading the tea leaves very well at the moment. The decline has come at a time when Volkswagen has become the top-selling EV brand, surpassing Tesla in Europe. In Norway, the VW ID.4 is just one example of their rising fortunes. That was the second bestseller in the country. And Norway's kept a high EV market share in both 2024 and 2025 so far. This year's figure so far, 92.3%. And like I say, on the month of April, thanks to my friend and supporter of this podcast, Jan Torre-Gjubi, Jan was saying the 97% is the best in Norway, and he would know because he works in the EV industry as a consultant and advisor and various things, and so there's nobody better. I've had him on the podcast before, and he totally understands this stuff, and so that's amazing. In April, BYD also was up 21%, but as a company, that's not Norway numbers, by the way. So this is a company, BYD, delivered 380,000 electric and hybrid vehicles, up 21% on the same month last year. This month marked the first time since January last year that BYD sold more pure BEVs than plug-in hybrids. EV sales rose 45% year over year for pure EVs to be almost 200,000 pure EVs from BYD on the month of April alone. And they were boosted by international sales, a new high in April. The company sold 80,000 EVs and hybrids abroad, outside of China, doubling the same figures from last year. Fifth consecutive month of growth overseas for BYD. They are leading in Brazil, Mexico and Southeast Asia. Or parts of. Analysts expect continued growth in Europe for BYD, with European sales projected to exceed 186,000 units this year, potentially 400,000 units by 2029. Affordable models like the Seagull are doing well in China. BYD expanding their product lineup with mid-size smart SUVs, luxury cars, sports models, and even pickup trucks. And I mentioned their ultra-fast charging technology, 1,000 kilowatts. Well, they've launched a new EV platform that will charge at megawatt speeds for selected models at least. You can add 250 miles or 400 kilometers, they say, in 5 minutes. 5 minutes! 5 minutes! That's crazy, isn't it? I've been talking for 21 already. So operating at 1,000 volts and 1,000 amps, it's 1,000 kilowatts, is megawatt charging. For customer cars, the way they do it with dual plugs. So the BYD way of doing it on the Han L and the Tang L, they're rolling these out right now. The Super E platform is what it's called, 10C charging speed, but they have twin plug stalls. So for each stall, you've got twin plugs and you plug both, they call them guns, you plug both guns into your EV. So I remember growing up and big old Jaguars having dual fuel tanks. I remember some cars, didn't you have to like switch over a fuel tank from one to the other? But yeah, I remember, I was sort of, I don't know, was this the 80s? Big old barges that were a big old Jaguar having two filling caps on the back. Kind of fascinated me. I don't know why as a kid. But I guess it was just a bit different. This is no different, but this has got electricity going in rather than, you know, four star. The technology is now out. The Super E platform is being rolled out in China. Let's talk about yet another sub-brand. The iCar brand, the iCar V23. The V23 is a five-seat SUV. It comes from Chery, the Chinese company. They're launching in the UK. Been available in China for a year. There it's below £11,000 equivalent. What? iCar in China has changed its name for the international markets, I-C-A-U-R. It looks sort of iCower, but in China, they're called iCar. Maybe Apple gave them a call outside of China and went, you can't call it the iCar. So they've added a U, iCower. But it's meant to be pronounced iCar. Ah, this is my new iCar. Oh, did Tim Apple make it? No, it's Chinese. They're targeting younger buyers. The vehicle has a retro design. They say an armoured underbody, a roof rack, fully enclosed grille, very short overhangs, looking very EV-ish. Inside, the cabin is minimalist, few buttons, a 15.4-inch multimedia screen, 774 litres of cargo space, they say, if your rear bench is folded flat. So very useful, very practical. But once again, this is kind of playing into one of my current topics. It's not really a rant, I don't really do rants, do I? I'm not a ranty person. I know everyone likes a rant on the internet and on YouTube and stuff, but I don't do rants. But my current thing, if you like, hot topic, is sub-brands. And there's far too many of them. So Chery should just have, if they're going to launch Chery in the UK and in Europe, if they want to be called Chery, firstly, it should be spelt like a cherry because it's Chery. So people might look at that and go, do I say it Chery? So if you're going to be called Chery, just have cherries over here, right? It's just a name. It's not a great name for a car brand, but just call them cherries. Launching another brand called iCar, I don't know. There's just a bazillion Chinese sub-brands, and I don't think that's the way for Chinese brands to win outside of China by just piling into Western markets, Australian markets, and right-hand drive markets elsewhere, across mainland Europe as well, just with a ton of sub-brands, because some of them aren't going to survive, and then that's going to really just harm the parent company or whatever, because the dealers are going to close down. And so, look, There's a lot of sub-brands around, and here's another one. Come into the UK, they say. Let's talk about a name that is rather famous. Jeep, set to launch its new Compass SUV soon, but leaked images show several versions, including an EV, that may have spoiled the surprise somewhat. First teased last October under the Freedom of Choice banner. The next generation Jeep Compass will be fully electric and plug-in hybrid, all-wheel drive, STLA medium platform, like the Peugeot E3008 and E5008, the Opel Vauxhall Grandland. Stellantis, the parent company, claims the platform is best in class. 435 miles of WLTP range, that's 700Ks, and you can't disagree, by the way. Big batteries, almost 100 kilowatt hours going to this, and a ton of range. Standard battery pack, still 310 miles. It's a good set of technology. The new Jeep Compass has an iconic 7-slot grille, modern touches as well, like the Avenger Model 2 to look like similar to that, but obviously a bit bigger. IONNA is next, the partnership of 8 car makers getting together to build a charging network. Their latest rechargery report in April, so they opened 6 new rechargery locations, doubling its network to 12 sites. Each site has 10 charging bays. They have 120 charging bays in IONNA, developing 15 more rechargeries to bring the total to 27 in 14 states. The company's also got agreements for over 200 sites, up from 100 announced earlier this year. This will add more than 2,000 charging bays to the network. IONNA has introduced friends and family pricing that allows all users to enjoy lower charging rates without subscriptions. And that is your podcast for today. Kind of short and sweet because it's Sunday. But loads of great news happening today. Thank you, as always, to the amazing people and businesses that sponsor the show to get us on the air every day and spread the good news about electric vehicles happening every single day all around the world. Our premium partners, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good one. See you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Picture this. You're halfway through a DIY Carfix, tools scattered everywhere, and boom, you realize you're missing a part. It's okay, because you know whatever it is, it's on eBay. They've got everything. Brakes, headlights, cold air intakes, whatever you need. And it's guaranteed to fit, which means no more crossing your fingers and hoping you ordered the right thing. All the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things people love.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.